You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We did a lot for the wins. Came in a drop on a 10. Now we on top, top once again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to tighten the plan. Yeah, I got it right in the end. Now we on top, top once again. I don't want it if it ain't love. If it ain't get it away from me. Who you gon' jack if it ain't us? LABB to the bakery. Some niggas mad that I came up. I know my granny gon' pray for me. It was just us in the vacancy. We had to get it from A to B. Wheels never felt like this. Two seats in the hills, how I feel righteous. Blue sheets for the mills. For the
you are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts J-Hove, Wheezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back and some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan, and this is your one-stop shop for all sports related news and topics. I'm Jay Hope.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
Weez in the building. Say what's up. We said
what it do.
What's happening, Weez? How are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about yourself?
I'm good, man. I'm great. Feeling good. Sinuses are here, allergies are here, but we making it. Yeah. What about you, Jeff?
I'm good, sinus wise. I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. No complaints. Sure.
It's a new haircut. That's what it is.
Hey, you know.
The Jeff said.
Yeah, Jeff, he got a new haircut.
Yeah, he got a new haircut. Let me tell you what he told me. Then we
shit.
Done.
Here we go.
He said, hey, man, you know, shout out this barber. And we gonna, you wanna say, you wanna plug your barber?
Juan Joe, he listens.
All right, shout out to Juan Joe. Yeah. Shout out to Juan Joe. Juan Joe, he said, man, I just sat in the chair. Juan Joe did it, man. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, and well, then he came back.
Yeah.
And the shit was the same damn haircut. Guess what, Jeff? Jeff liked that haircut.
That's what that was.
You know, and the pandemic changes things.
Yeah, for sure.
Coach Locke got braids.
Coach Locke got braids.
Jeff sure. Got a new haircut.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, what happened with you? What changed with you?
I ain't got a haircut.
No, I'm saying what changed with you? I'm saying anything changed?
No, I'm good.
You good?
What about you?
What about you? You tell me.
What changes?
All right.
You tell me what changes.
So,
me?
Best of the week.
I don't know. What changes? You?
I don't know. I'm not asking you.
You vaccinated?
Big vax.
Oh, God.
Two of them. Better damn know it.
Yeah. Better damn believe it.
Episode 362, man. We're ranking the last 10 number one picks in the NFL draft.
FSP style.
Always FSP style. That match just ate his ass alive.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Let's kick it off, man. Best of the week, Weez. What you got?
Best week for me was Joe Biden's infrastructure plan, man. It ran my stock back up a little bit, man.
I thought you was at the game.
I got one. I tell you, I got one in there. I got one in the chamber.
Hmm. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I got one in the chamber. I missed that one.
I know you did. I know you did. Yeah, we're going to move right along. Jeff, what you got?
Man, the women's NCAA tournament has been entertaining. The star power is there. Great games. Horrible reffing in some of those games.
Okay.
But a lot of great games. And, man, I've been very entertained with that particular tournament.
For sure, man. Yeah. My best of the week is MLB. Opening day was this week. My Yankees look solid. Pitching rotations, high risk, high reward, Jeff. But hitting is there. Hitting is always going to be there with my Yankees. So the World Series pressure is on us. I think we'll be all right this year. This is our year, Jeff.
That's what's up.
This is our year.
Hopefully. I mean, what is it? Y'all got, what, 21?
No, you don't worry about it. Yeah, I mean, we got a couple. Yeah. 27. Let's move right along to worst of the week. What you got, Jeff?
Ah, man, I'm keeping it. Well, take it to the WWE, man. They broke up the Hurt Business, man.
You just bragging on the Hurt Business.
I know. I don't understand this move. The wrestling community is in the uproar.
Yeah.
Let alone Hulk Hogan hosting the WrestleMania coming up. They broke up the Hurt Business.
You know why they broke it up?
Yeah, I did. It feels like it. It really does feel like it.
Yeah,
though.
You know why they broke it up?
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough.
Okay.
Shout out to Vince.
Shout out to Vince. Okay. Weezy, what you got? Worst of the week.
Worst of the week for me was social media, man. I was April Fool's. It's meant to, you know, just a little joke, you know?
A jokey joke.
You got me, April Fool's. It's not meant to scare the shit out of somebody and have a heart attack.
Oh, man.
The jokes they were playing this year, I don't want to be. Don't get me like that.
It's too close to the pandemic.
You get hurt like that. Oh, don't get me like that.
Six shooter. You pulling a six shooter out?
No, I'm not a six shooter, but okay. Just keep it to the. Oh, okay, yeah, you got me. Yeah, he's supposed to give me a heart attack.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Speaking of something I thought was an April Fool's joke, it's my worst of the week. Roy Williams retiring, man. Oh. Oh, man. That was my coach. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really get to enjoy the Dean Smith run like I was able to enjoy that Roy run. It can never take away what we did, man. We got one for the hill. We got one for the hey, we got one for the hill, Yoski. Shout out to Yoski, man. But we made it. We got another one. And, yeah, man. Old Roy, man. I'm going to miss old Roy.
You will. Yeah. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Beyond Pod, YouTube, and of course, the SoundCloud page to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. And don't forget to support the Realville Patreon page. Tell them about it, Jay.
Yeah, for sure, man. I appreciate that, man. Patreon will feature Full Sport Press, On Deck TV, Fresher Than Average, and much, much more. Be on the lookout to join the team, man. Support the Real. We also have a mashup that is available right now. If you're listening to this, you saw something right in front of that. Mm-hmm. It was our spring mashup 2021. We have the rest of the guys up, I think, in a month or so, man, getting you guys back on the Hey, you know, we've had maybe 10 mashups total.
And yeah, it might be pushing it.
You might be pushing it, right? Weezy has never participated in one mashup.
It's okay. Thanks,
Happy. So, yeah, we got to get you on.
Lou was hard on you on this mashup. He was tough on you.
Man, do you call that being hard or just not knowing what the hell he's talking about?
No. You say that about everybody if they don't agree with you.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Just because he straddled the fence a little bit, so he'll know what he's talking about.
No, he doesn't know what he was talking about because you can't pick. Never mind. You guys listen to the mashup to see.
Yeah, solid mashup. Yeah. Check it out, y'all.
Yeah, check it out. Most did.
Jay had a hot take.
It was high, but it wasn't that high.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah, I mean, shit. We'll talk about it. But yeah, now check us out, man. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
You have 10 good wrestling seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Let's kick it out.
So, WrestleMania's coming up. Hurt Business breaking up. That's rough on me. Hulk Hogan's hosting WrestleMania, even rougher. But here's something that we never thought would see happen. Chris Jericho will be on Stone Cold's Broken Skull podcast, which airs before WrestleMania. Y'all like, it's just Chris Jericho, Stone Cold, right? No big deal. Here's the thing. Chris Jericho currently wrestles for AEW. Ooh. And he's going to be on a WWE podcast that comes on during the biggest weekend of WWE that they have. So that is a huge thing, has gotten everybody trying to figure out what exactly can they actually talk about on that particular podcast, considering they both work for two rival companies, and that's never happened before. So big news, kind of shut wrestling Twitter down today. A lot of jokes were flying. Chris Jericho looking like the old Chris Jericho, not the young Chris Jericho. That's always funny to watch. So Peacock is under a lot of pressure, a lot of scrutiny, because they're censoring and editing old WWE content. So the stuff that people are signing up for that was once on the WWE Network, you watch it on Peacock now, looks completely different. The whole Vince dropping the N-word thing is gone. I don't know if y'all remember that Vince said the N-word.
So it's kind of similar to like when movies are aired on BET.
Even worse. It's like it don't even happen. Oh. They just take it completely out. Hey. Yeah, they don't even edit it.
You know what the Peacock theme song should be?
Uh-oh.
What's that?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode with Carson. Peacocks.
All right, man, so each and every Thursday, make sure you check out the 808s and Chair Shots podcast. Myself, shout out to Neek, and like we always say, you might not like it, but your auntie loves wrestling, man.
For sure, man. Tweets with questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment, give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. And more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
That the Revolution will be podcasted. And before we start the first half, Weezy. Weezy, do you have a yellow box of Cheerios award recipient for the listeners?
This week's award recipient is Michael Rappaport.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. 51-year-old Michael Rappaport shared messages between himself and Brooklyn Nets star Kevin Durant. Durant turned to the actor calling him a bitch. A dickhead, a cunt, and I ain't even gonna say the last.
The last one was rough.
Yeah, he called him a pale cocksucker.
Yeah.
And threatening to spit in his face, according to newly revealed screenshots.
Katie said that?
Yeah, Katie said that.
All of that.
All of that. Rappaport tweeted, and I quote, "I receive threats and disgusting messages daily, but never in my wildest dream that I would think Kevin Durant would be among them. The snake emoji himself is threatening me, bringing up my wife, and he wants to fight. And this is supposed to be America's sweetheart," end quote. KD tried to pass off the remarks as tame, comparison to what they usually say. KD came back and said, me and Mike talk crazier than that on the regular, and today he's pissed. My bad, Mike. Damn. Now, the NBA has stepped in, fined Kevin Durant $50 for threatening and obscene words towards Michael Rapaport. You, no screenshots.
Nah, Mike. Unless KD say, I'm going to bring the blicky to your crib. I'm going to send the goons over there. Man. Unless he went there. Michael Rapaport, he's a regular citizen. He got to handle like a regular citizen.
Wait. So they text back and forth like on a regular sometimes. Well, not on a regular, but every now and then.
DM.
That's what KD said.
That's what KD said.
And so Michael,
you got to talk into the mic.
And so Michael Rapaport all of a sudden got in his feelings and he pulled a KD move. I think KD would do something like that. He pulled a KD move on KD.
He said that the jabs when he talked about his home life pushed him over the edge. But you can't post a message.
That's clickbait. That was clickbait.
That's not wavy, though.
Nah.
Nah, man.
But KD has to find something other than that social media, though.
KD needs a lady.
He's a what?
He needs a girl. He needs a girlfriend. You know, he needs a girlfriend, you know, because if you have a significant other, they kind of keep you away from stuff like that.
Or at least you don't have time to go back and forth. That was a lot of messages. Like, that was a lot.
To another dude?
Yeah, that was a lot.
Come on, man. Yeah. Playing or not?
Yeah, it was a lot.
You send that to Michael Rapaport, though?
Yeah, I can get it off to him.
Yeah.
What y'all want to do? On a drone?
Nah, I mean, I'm just mad at him.
Snail mail?
Snail mail. We're just mad at him.
Yeah, we just hot at him. Yeah, for sure. That's not wavy. For sure. You guys ready to get started the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
The first half is underway.
Full Sport Press.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like we do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Before we get started, I am Jay Holt.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do? What it do?
Weezy, where can they find you at on social media, my brother?
FSP_Weezy on IG, and I'm at How Weezy on Twitter. Holla at me.
Yes, sir. What about you, Jeff?
All right. I'm Jay Easley 84 across all social media platforms.
Sure, and I'm Jay Hove on Instagram and Twitter. Let's have a conversation on Twitter. We can talk Jack Harlow on there.
What's popping?
Yeah, Jack Harlow, poppin'? Magic Johnson.
What else, Jeff?
It's been a rough year for you, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to take the pod to the next level.
You definitely doing something.
You know what I'm saying?
You put a real villain on your back right now.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? 20 and 10, man. Yeah.
That's like a 25 and 12 right there.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't brag. Like, Russ having a Russ night?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. All right, let's keep it moving. Yeah, that's it.
And the loss, too.
Like. Nah, but hey, working, though.
Yeah.
He working. let's kick off the first half with some NFL talk, man. Yeah, the San Francisco 49ers traded their number 12 overall pick, 2 first rounders to the Miami Dolphins, man, for the number 3 overall selection. GM John Lynch came out and said the pick would indeed be one of a quarterback in this year's draft. The question I have for you guys, which quarterback makes the most sense for the San Francisco 49ers?
The Zach Wilson dude. That's why I think they like that.
You're not going to be there, dog.
Zach ain't going to make it, I don't think.
He ain't going to be there, dog.
You want me to say Justin Fields, but I'm not going to say it.
I mean, pick who you want to pick.
I think it's Zach Wilson. You think Zach Wilson going to go number 2?
Yeah, because Trevor's definitely one.
Yeah.
And who has the second pick?
Jets.
Yeah.
They said the Jets still like Sam Darnold.
That's the key. The Jets are the key. They control how this draft will work. We're going to talk about this a whole lot later.
Yeah.
But their pick controls how a lot of the first 10 picks going to go.
Jeff, who do you think should be our quarterback?
Who I think should be your quarterback?
Uh-huh.
Is Justin Fields.
Okay.
Y'all not picking Justin Fields.
Who we getting?
Y'all getting Mac Jones.
Oh, goodness, I get Mac Jones, I'd be happy as hell.
That's what's sad about it. Y'all getting Mac Jones.
Oh, I'd be happy as hell.
Y'all skipped his – y'all skipped Fields' pro day.
Nah, somebody there. That's cap.
Not the main person.
Yeah, nah, he has a second pro day coming up too.
Okay, but they had both their pro days at the same time, and y'all made a choice to go.
Justin Fields has 2 pro days?
Yeah.
Ah, shit. Well,
Mac Jones just had it. He just finished his second one.
Yeah.
Are you going to say that it's cool because Mac Jones did?
Yeah, no. I don't know why they're having 2 pro days.
Because you have 2 pro days, period. You would have a combine, then you have your pro day. So it's the same thing.
If you say so.
Yeah. But.
It's true.
I mean, it's right. It's 5 quarterbacks this year. We talked about all of them. Of those quarterbacks, I think this is totally smokescreen. It's smokescreen season.
Okay.
Of those quarterbacks, some analysts, you know, thinks – Mac Jones' physical traits among, like, they're the least desirable for my team, dog. They have to be. I think Trey Lance, Justin Fields are a little bit more equipped as far as gifted athletes to run our offense. So, I heard an analyst, the same person that had was Todd McShay. He had Justin Fields going 10, right? But he also said he has one of the best arms I've seen. Mm-hmm. He's more athletic than mm-hmm. anybody in the draft. Mm-hmm. He also said his accuracy was pristine.
That's a good word.
Smoke screens is what I call that. Smoke screens.
So
why in the hell is he at 10 and you say all this stuff about
him? So you're going to – okay.
You see what I'm saying? He'll be the pick.
Would you be disappointed if y'all don't get him?
If we get Trey Lance, I'm not mad. If we get Mac Jones, I'm done.
What about Zach Wilson?
If we get Zach Wilson, I'm done. Zach Wilson is Drew Lock. He's Drew Lock, 2.0.
I don't think
you're still out with Drew Lock.
Yeah.
You, that's what I'm saying. Pack him up.
So you think you packing up?
I'm packing up Drew Lock.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you don't want the Wilson kid.
I don't want Zach Wilson.
You don't want Zach Wilson?
Okay. He wants whoever on Elite 11.
Justin Fields or Trey Lance.
He wants whoever on Elite 11 who has 5 stars on, you know.
I mean, what are you talking about?
That's your guy.
Trey Lance don't have 5 stars. He's a 2-star coming out.
That's your guy.
So when you say that, you need to know what the hell you're talking about.
No, I know what the hell I'm talking about. I've been around your team. I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Not Trey Lance. Not with Trey Lance.
Well, that's one person, Jay, out of your last 30 picks.
What are you talking about? That's not true.
Jay, you Kermit. Like the best quarterbacks.
And every pick, Sam Darnold is your guy, right?
Sam Darnold, yes.
Okay, USC, Kyler Murray is your guy, right?
Absolutely.
What the fuck are you talking about? Boy.
But see, there you go with the L-bomb. But it's cool. But you said Kyler Murray couldn't play in the NFL. You said he was too small. He should play baseball. What I'm telling you is I've never had that doubt. I told you from the jump he was going to be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, he's an NFL quarterback. I mean –
and he's a good one.
He's got the most talent around him in NFL history. Let's see what he do with it.
What?
Oh, you can't help
I would
that.
Say that.
Yeah, you can't. That's
I no, would say that.
DeAndre Hopkins is the number 2 wide receiver in the entire NFL.
Well, that's what teams should do, right?
Right.
Okay. But talent around the quarterback.
Who's his
no,
running
I'm saying look at all of the talent.
Okay.
You got Kirk, you got Larry Fitz, and then you got AJ Green and Andy Isabella.
Well, thank God he paid his size off.
Way more than that. Evans and Godwin are better as a team.
Thank
as a whole,
God the Kyler Murray paid his tithes and offerings.
And Antonio Brown are better as a unit.
As a unit.
In Hopkins, Fitzgerald, Isabella last year. Let's be real.
Last year, for sure.
And then this year,
last
too.
Year for sure.
Washed up. We don't know what left for AJ Green. We don't know what's left for AJ
How can you watch him on the curve like that? Oh, well, he got too much talent. So
I'm just saying.
You watched.
We'll
you,
see.
I don't want to watch.
I can't.
I would not want to watch sports through your eyes. It's crazy.
I'm just saying. Hey, what I think. Justin Fields is the best quarterback in this entire draft.
Ooh.
So, in turn, if
well, he been well, I give him that. That's one thing he's been saying that for. He's been saying Justin Fields is better than Trevor. I give him that, and yeah. I don't agree with his at all. But I give him that. But he'll switch up on your ass in a minute. And don't let Justin Fields get hurt or something, or his pinky toe get sprung or something. Oh my goodness!
McCorkle is not the pick though. Who's your quarterback coming out this year? Who's your guy? You ain't had nobody.
I don't got
right?
no guy.
Okay,
no
who's guy your guy year. Last year? Who's your guy last year?
Who's my guy last year?
Who was your guy last year? You tell me.
I don't think I had one last
you
year.
You had no dog in the fight? You didn't have a quarterback last year? You sure about that? Think about what you're saying, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if I do, correct me. I had a long year.
Yeah, everybody did. You didn't have a team last year? Who was your quarterback last year? Who's going into the draft? Yeah, all right. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, because I didn't have one.
Yes, you did.
Who was it, Jay?
No, it's all good. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, let's keep it in the NFL, guys. So the NFL owners have approved the expansion to 17 regular season games this week. This was something that's been talked about for quite some time. It's going to make the richest sport in America even richer. The players agreed to this additional game. It's part of the collective bargaining agreement last year. Gave the league an option to expand the season this year. And the preseason will be reduced to 3 games from the original 4. Teams will still only have 1 bye, though. Season will begin on Thursday night, September 9th. Is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal? Weezy.
I mean, it's a great deal for the fans like me. Like, I want to see more football. But for the players, it's rough on them. It really is. It's rough on them. That collective bargaining agreement, it's really a fight between billionaires versus millionaires. Billionaires going to win every time. They see money. They know how to get the money. And the players want to make the money. So I don't think they don't have a chance.
I mean, no team getting a bye week is trash.
Yeah, it's just and then, one.
Yeah,
just
and
one,
you yeah. shortening up the preseason at yeah. that. It's going, man, dude, like your middle of the road Vanderbilt player is not going to get the looks that he need in preseason
yeah.
because it's not going to be enough snaps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't like that. But The NFL needed to get their money back from that COVID season. They lost a lot of bread. They need one more bye week, though. They need one more bye week. And the players can't even fight. Like Weezy mentioned, the CBA is locked in.
Locked in.
It's locked in, man. So records will never be the same. Nope. 1,000 yards don't mean shit. You're playing 17 games.
Not at all.
It's got to go to 1,200.
Yeah, you got to have a 1,200-yard rush.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what, it's like 50 yards a game.
Yeah,
for sure. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah, this is rough for the – I think it's also rough for the product because we saw out the gate last year a lot of teams that – weren't prepared when they didn't have a preseason. Now you're coming into this. Now you're gonna see you're gonna have an off season sort of with your workouts and things like that. But that shortened preseason going right into meaningful football that quick, I don't know, man. Of course, who doesn't want, like Reese said, we all want more football. I get it. I mean, hell, we're watching the Fans Choice Football League for goodness sake. So, you know, but man, I don't know, man. This is tough. That NFL's their players union is the weakest players union in sports.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But the owners, really, they want 20 games. They're going to get 20. They want 20 games. Because they think, you know, well, it takes 20 games to get to the Super Bowl anyway. They want 20 games. That's their next move, and they're going to get it.
20 games is a lot, dog. Ain't nobody playing 20 games. 20 injuries,
games?
Injuries yeah. will go crazy.
That was the initial
that
agreement.
That was the proposal, wasn't it? Yeah. Taking it down.
They sell for 17. They want 20. They're going to get 20.
You playing 20 games. Dog, like, people going to be done. We saw so many injuries last year.
Yeah, and you're taking careers down.
Oh, man.
They don't care about that.
Yeah, 20 games is crazy. It's going to be 2,500 rushing yards.
But you know what that equates to, though, with the NFL?
Talk to me.
The shield is more important than the player to them.
That's right.
They market the team. They market the city. You market the stadium before you even think about a player. So to the owners of this league, the players are interchangeable because to them – it doesn't matter who's out there. People are going to watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, we watch Thursday Night Football, and 85% of those games are trash.
Trash, for sure. Before we get started with halftime, man, let's talk some college basketball. I mentioned in my worst of the week, Roy Williams retired. The last time the University of North Carolina had a job opening, Tar Heels hired my guy, Roy, man. Won 418 games in a major conference, coaching at Kansas before he took that team to a national title 3 times. Got 3 of them, Yoski. Now that Roy is departing from North Carolina after 18 seasons, it's unlikely the Tar Heels are going to be able to lure a coach with the success, say, of Jay Wright, Mark Few, just to name a few. Guys, who should North Carolina pick for their next coach?
Sean May.
No, hell no. No, 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 no. He can't have May. No. He can be on staff. No. Sean May ain't the head coach.
He's one of Roy's guys. No. He's been on the staff.
No. He hasn't been on the staff like 3 years. Just. If you're going with the staff, you got to go Hubert Davis.
No, well, I think Sean May could be, but why we don't want Sean May?
He's not a head coach yet. He don't have experience.
Okay, my question is, do you want to hire within or do you want to go out?
That's why I said Sean May. Or Hubert Davis makes sense too.
Hubert Davis makes sense. I'm cool with Hubert Davis. I'm also cool with UNC Greensboro coach Wes Miller.
Okay.
Who played for Roy Williams on that national championship team in 2005.
So did Sean May.
Yeah, but Sean May is not – he doesn't have any head coach experience.
But, okay, this one, if you're going with the hot – just say we're going outside the box and we're not going within. I think you go Calvin Sampson this year from Houston.
Nah. Calvin Sampson's hands a little dirty for that North Carolina team. I'm straight on that. The last time we did this, you know, hiring from within, we saw Chris Mullin went back to St. John's. Did that work? Mm-hmm. No, it didn't work. Okay. It didn't work. You see what I'm saying? Is it working?
Kinda. They won the Big East.
Okay.
If Pat U didn't win that tournament this year,
he was gone.
Pat.
So who do you want, Jay, if you go outside of the box?
If I go outside of the box, I want Jay Wright. Hell, if you're asking me, I'll take Billy Donovan, take him off the Bulls. He can come down there.
I like Billy Donovan.
Yeah, I like Billy Donovan. I really want Mark Few.
Chicago right now.
I want Mark Few. Gonzaga's coach. Give me him. You know who I really want?
He'll never leave in Gonzaga.
No, he better not.
He can't leave.
You know who I really want? I want Juwan Howard. Boy, we can get Juwan.
Oh, shit.
They got the number one recruiting class.
Yeah, you want to go on somebody's block, just take their take their pass.
Juwan Howard, you're going to take over your trap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Bankroll. But if Juwan Howard leaves Michigan, he's going pro. He's not.
Yeah, nah, so if, I mean, shit. I mean, but people saying Stackhouse, nah. Rasheed Wallace is the head coach in North Carolina. Nah, I'm straight.
Nah, you don't want Rasheed Wallace.
Nah,
right now.
Nah. I mean, I just need somebody with a little tenure. I'm not doing Stackhouse. Nah, not Stack. Don't.
Antoine
Jameson. You can have Stackhouse. Hell, I promise you.
Antoine Jameson.
You can have Stackhouse. Stackhouse will leave tomorrow. They call him.
Oh, man.
Man, he will leave. That's what we not Stackhouse doing. Will leave before they finish the conversation.
Yeah, we good.
His bags will be packed before they hang the phone.
If Stack would have done a good
man.
Job here at Vanderbilt for a couple of years, then yeah, it would have made sense.
Stack will leave tomorrow.
He's struggling at Vandy.
Well, it's
everybody's going to struggle there. I'm saying he don't know how to handle losing, and that's not good for the coach. Right. You guys ready to get started with halftime?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime, in case you missed it, Jason Shea hired as the Bucks head coach last year after 5 seasons. As an assistant under Steve Forbes at ETSU, just finished a 13-12 season and had 2 years left. $300,000 a year. Now, he abruptly stepped down as the HC, ETSU men's basketball team this week. Tricky, Jeff. Shea had been in the eye of the storm not long after his players and coaches linked arms and dropped to one knee during the playing of a national anthem before a game against in-state rival Chattanooga on February the 15th. Right. Now, their protests against racial inequality quickly rippled across the conservative state of Tennessee, mm-hmm. outraging some boosters, mm-hmm. fans, and legislators. Now, much of the criticism swirled around Shea, a white head coach, spoiler alert, who steadfastly supported the team throughout the rest of the year. Athletic Director Scott Carter issued a statement saying that Shea was not forced to resign, but Shea's players are convinced he would still be the head coach if he didn't support them. Question I have for you guys, make this make sense for ETSU men's basketball?
Can't make it make sense.
How are we going to make that make sense?
I can't anyway.
Yeah. I read what the boosters were saying. Yeah. I saw the clips of what the boosters were saying.
Yeah.
It's still Tennessee.
Yeah, no, it's still East Tennessee. East Tennessee is a totally different world if you are an African American. Now, granted.
I'll do you one favor. I'll do you one better. If you're not in Nashville,
yep.
Memphis,
yep.
and maybe Chattanooga. A
little bit of Jackson.
A
little bit of Jackson.
Small part of Knoxville. Yeah. And if you're from Tennessee, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Stay your black ass out of everywhere else.
Everywhere else.
Your Paducahs.
Hole
wall. Your Hoeing Walls. All that.
Jolton.
Nope. Stay out of there.
Stay out of there. That's a fact.
I ain't got to sound this one, man.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happens when you don't have your support, your coaches, for having their black players' backs when they want to protest. This is what happens, dude. Don't forget, the women's head coach got fired this year as well for standing up for her players as they did the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. So let's get ready for them to go ahead and hire token black, save face. It's too late now. We see what's going on in ETSU basketball.
Yep.
ETSU as a whole, Johnson City, a whole bunch of racist shit that goes on there. There's, you know, there's writing on the wall, mm-hmm. N-words here, mm-hmm. You know, just a bunch of different stuff. Do a little research. You can find
it's
some. A lot of inequality is going on over there. But shout out to Jason Shea. He'll be all right. He'll land on his feet for sure. Good coach, man. So I just appreciate him standing up for those kids. And the truth will come out. Well, the truth is already out.
The truth is out.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The proof, as they say, is in the pudding.
But watch this hire. I guarantee it's a minority coach.
Because it got hot. And the boosters was way too arrogant with the stuff they were saying online. And everything.
Come on, man. And the thing is, when you're kneeling, you're not kneeling to the
You can't tell them that.
Yeah, and this is going on.
They refuse.
They know what it is.
Yeah,
they
for sure.
They don't know they will.
I mean, we just saw that with the kids in Oklahoma.
Come on, man.
With the broadcast.
Come on, man. His blood sugar got a little low.
You right. I forgot.
His blood sugar
got low.
And he forgot where he was at.
He
was just
have his
He got a little hangry.
He did. Shout out to Coach Locke with the hangry.
Yeah, for sure. You guys ready to get started the second half?
Let's do it.
The second half is underway.
Full Sport Press.
Second half. We are ranking the number one picks NFL draft the last 10 years. Before we get started, I am Jay Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
High energy Weezy. Let's get it, Weezy. If there's any lesson that can be taken from the NFL draft, it's exactly that, man. Experts, analysis, evaluators, scouts alike. No damn thing, man. Not a single damn thing, Weezy. Especially me. I've been wrong before. Have you been wrong before, Weezy?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, not a lot, though. Yeah. Jeff, what about you? You been wrong before?
Yeah, I've been wrong.
Yeah.
I'm wrong about a lot of picks.
Yeah, for sure. Just like the majority of the number one overall picks in the NFL draft, have actually been just okay. Yeah. NFL draft is equal parts scouting prowess and a lot of luck, man. That's mostly because there's so much that goes into drafting a player, and his success and failures will create a fair bit of context and almost always demands that circumstances be appropriate for the player. We are here to rank the last 10 NFL picks, the number one slot. Weezy, can you go for the last picks, please, sir?
Yes, sir. 2009 first-round pick, Matthew Stafford. 2010 first-round pick, Sam Bradford. 2011 first-round pick, Cam Newton. 2012, Andrew Luck. 2013, Eric Fisher. 2014, Jadeveon Clowney. 2015, Jameis Winston. 2016, Jared Goff. 2017, Myles Garrett. 2018, Baker Mayfield. 2019, Kyler Murray.
Now, we did not include Joe Burrow because he only played half a season.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he just didn't have enough film to get ranked in this. So, we will start at number 10. We got number 10, Jeff.
Number 10, I think this is Weezy's guy.
This is Weezy's guy. We're going to talk about it, okay?
Baker Mayfield.
Weezy's not your guy?
No. Baker Mayfield was never my guy. Baker Mayfield was your guy coming out.
Oh,
he's talking about you,
Jeff. No, me.
No,
I'm gonna say no.
Baker Mayfield was your guy coming out. You said watch what Baker do. I remember you saying that. Yeah.
Oh, but his only accolade is the 2018 All Rookie Team. Small sample size for old Baker, but there is a generally mixed bag. What we've seen from him so far. Mm-hmm. It's tough to see exactly where he'll rank as the years go on. How do you feel about Baker so far, Jeff?
They figured out how to use him this year, run the ball some more, run the ball again, and let him throw it after Odell got hurt. So that's going to be the key to success for them, be a run-heavy team and depend on that defense with someone else that's going to be mentioned later on.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
He made this list by default. Let's just be honest.
No, I mean,
it was either him or the person who we didn't name. Well, we haven't got that far yet. There's one person that's left out.
Yeah, it is one person that's left out. I'm going to give you a hot take right now. That 2019 Rocky season that we talked about, 21 touchdowns, I think 22 picks. I think Baker Mayfield is a better quarterback than Kyler Murray.
Let's just stop the show.
No, I really do.
Nah, man, for real, we gotta stop that.
I really do.
I can't let that. I just can't let that.
I really do. I think Baker Mayfield.
I just can't let that.
Shit like that gets me a headache. See, like and that
I think. Listen now, we got Stefanski there. I think if you put Baker Mayfield in Arizona, the Arizona Cardinals would do the exact same thing that the Arizona Cardinals did this year. That's all I'm saying.
You can't say.
Sure, you think Baker Mayfield's a better player than Kyler Murray?
No. I do.
Oh,
Jay. Are you saying it like I'm for the clicks? Or, I mean, just nah, tell me like.
Jay. I'm saying Baker Mayfield went through three head coaches in four seasons.
Damn, the talent is not the same, Jay. Amen. The talent's not the same.
Amen. I'm just saying.
That's not.
Did we not?
You're gonna stand
have
on
a
that.
Problem?
You're gonna stand on that, Jay.
I'm just saying. I'm cool with that. Did we not have a problem? The same problem we had with Jameis, right? He had four offensive coordinators in five seasons.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield's going through the exact same thing. Give him a chance. With Kevin Stefanski this year, did he not look better?
They ran the ball more. That's what they have two. They have two number one running backs. They have Nick Chubb.
Kyler Murray had a better season than him this year.
I'm just saying, his number one wide receiver went down, and they still. Hey, listen, did the Browns make the playoffs?
Yes. Yes.
Is Baker Mayfield a dual threat?
Is also an extra playoff spot.
Has he rushed for 700 yards?
Yeah, I said a quarterback. I'm just talking about throwing the football. I think Baker Mayfield is equally talented.
You can't pay him no attention. You can't pay no attention to that, man.
Let's just move on.
What's number nine on the list?
Number nine, speak of Kyler Murray.
Yeah. His accolades include NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2019. He's a Pro Bowler in 2020.
He's already better than Baker.
Yeah, I'm just hey, I'm just saying.
Did they make the
playoffs?
Let me ask you, what's your knock on Kyler Murray? Is it because I like him?
I think that 100% he should have played baseball. A little bit more, his future's better in baseball. I think he's a little bit more talented in baseball. And on top of that, I think he gets caught up and he's a shorter quarterback. So in turn, he's not making the correct passes because he can't see over the line. And they're the same quarterback, dude. They're the same person as far as they can make every throw. Both of them can. Give me Baker, though. Just saying.
That's not true.
I'm just saying.
If the game breaks down and you got to go make a play.
Yeah, he makes a play.
I'm going to get Kyle. I want Kyler to make that play before I want Baker to make that
play. We've seen Baker scramble the same way, get it out of and made a play.
He can scramble. No, yeah. I'm not. I don't want this to be a knock on his athleticism. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I just think Kyler
it's a knock on his athleticism compared to Kyler Murray.
Well, but that's not a fair – well, I guess what I'm saying, Weezy, it's not a fair comparison. You know what I'm saying? Because Kyler is super athletic. He's more compared to a Lamar Jackson than somebody like Baker Mayfield.
He's a dual threat.
But, but I'm saying it more to the say, like, Kyler, I seen what Kyler did against my Buffalo Bills when the game was on the line. Mm-hmm. And the Hail Murray.
Hey, listen.
And, in the corner.
Kyler Murray's got the moxie, everything that you talked about. He has that. And the tools.
Jumps out the field.
Yeah, no, for sure. I just think ball security is a problem. I also think the way that he throws interceptions gets a little tricky for Kyler Murray. That's all I'm saying.
He needs to watch some Drew Brees tapes. That's all. Watch some Drew Brees tapes.
Sometimes it's better to say nothing, dog.
Because he's short. He's another short quarterback. Watch some Drew Brees tapes.
I mean, I'm saying, but he don't have the accuracy as Drew Brees.
But what I'm saying is nobody can watch that film.
Nobody
and
does.
If he could get 70% of that.
Aaron Rodgers does.
I mean,
it's a lot of check downs on Drew Brees, too. Let's be
100%.
Real.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Later in his career, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, number 8.
Mm-hmm.
This is horse crap. We got Jameis Winston.
That's it. Yeah, his accolades, NFL passing yards leader 2019. He was a Pro Bowler in 2015. Where do we begin with Jameis Winston, man?
Weez is going to begin with 30 interceptions the last time he was a starter. That's mm-hmm. where he's going to begin to end. He's not going to say anything other than that.
That's all he got.
But he also had 33 touchdowns that year. Also threw for 5,000 yards. Also was one game out of the playoffs with that team that reloaded and brought in Tom Brady and won the Super Bowl. So let's just call a spade a spade.
Done something only 8 players in NFL history has done, and that is throw for 5,000 yards
and 30 interceptions.
That's 5,000 yards.
Let's just be honest, guys. He's not the talent that y'all thought he was going to be.
He's just 27 years old, dude.
That's not true.
You know Jameis Winston's only 27 years old?
I'm cool with that. I am fine with that. But as of right now, y'all look at Jameis Winston's career and you say, oh, well, you know what? He's cool. I like what he's done so far. Can you say that?
You compare his stats?
I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you that. I'm asking you. You look at Jameis Winston's career right now, you say, and you see what he's done. You say, oh, yeah, I'm cool with that.
The only knock on him is not making the playoffs that year he threw for 5,000. That's my only knock. Because two of those games, if he wins two of those games that they lost by a touchdown or less, if he only wins two of those games, he makes the playoffs. And that whole narrative is out the door because now you have a playoff appearance on your record, right? That changes everything. That's what gets Baker his saving grace. He made the playoffs. Because if that's the case, it would have been between Baker and the person that didn't make the list, and it could have been argued either way.
So you're happy with Jameis' production so far?
If I'm starting a team right now, and if I'm not taking – two of these other quarterbacks on the list, I'm taking Jameis over them. There's only two people on this list to play quarterback. I'm not taking over Jameis. I mean, that I'm taking over Jameis. Two. That's it. He got the arm.
Well, you just lose. Your team lose.
He's a winner. He won with Florida State.
At Florida
more,
State?
More than anything Vanderbilt's ever done, number one.
Yeah.
And he was better than the quarterback y'all picked at number two that year. The quarterback y'all picked number two. Ain't starting now.
I like when you talk like that.
Yeah, let's do it.
If you're saying that he wanted Florida State, I can say
no. I'm just starting from.
I can say Mariota wanted Oregon. Mariota, he holds all kinds of records in Oregon.
That's cool. And then he got to the Titans. And then what happened?
And then Jameis got to
if you want to do the same team argument, the same team that he had went to the AFC Championship with Tannehill.
Mariota beat Jameis too.
He did beat Jameis that first year.
Mariota got a playoff win.
It ain't did shit.
Mariota got a playoff win.
Ain't did shit since then. Because Travis Kelce got hurt. Travis Kelce got hurt. That's all the reason.
Jeff.
Whoa. Kansas City was up by 10 in the first half. Kansas City was up by 10. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce gets hurt. Their number one option that year, because that wasn't Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And then y'all come back and win. Good for y'all. But whenever the big game on the line, like always, the Titans come up small. Every time.
So what big game has Jameis won?
Every time. Next championship. If you want to talk about big game, what next championship?
We can't. We're talking about the NFL. What has he done in the NFL?
Let me intervene.
Not a damn thing.
What has Mariota done, period? None of the damn thing.
He
was a waste of pick when
right
it happened.
Right now, he has a better career than Jameis Winston.
Come on, man. But here's the
thing. What? Hold on.
Couldn't even throw the ball.
Guys, Jameis Winston's best years are ahead of him. He's just 27 years old.
How do we know that?
He just has to work on.
Jay, how do we know that?
I guarantee he has a better year next year with the Saints than
he might not even start next year, dude.
I guarantee he's starting next year. barring any injuries, I guarantee he starts. The whole team, the whole locker room loves Jameis Winston.
Because he's a good guy and he eats W's, but he can't get the
– no. Who we got at number seven, Jeff?
Number seven is Jared Goff.
Weezy's guy. Two-time Pro Bowler, 2017 and 2018. Weezy, why is Jared Goff so high on your list?
Because Jared Goff, through his whole career, has never thrown over 16 interceptions. He's also what?
I mean, if you can only have just one read. So, I mean,
no, he ain't got one read.
No, he has one read. No, it's one read. That's why his coach packed his ass up and sent him to Detroit.
Guys, well, y'all don't like Jared Goff because of they say his coach, you know, calls the plays for him at the line of scrimmage.
He does. He's not the.
You do what you got to do to win.
He's not the brightest.
You
guy
do what you got to do to win. Position. Of course, you do what you got to do to win, guys.
If Jared Goff was an African American quarterback, they would have attacked him for not being mentally capable of handling the offense.
And that's it's always been tough on us. But he's not black, so he's
exactly good. So he gets a pass for not knowing the damn playbook and not be able to make a read.
It's not knowing the playbook. It's not being able to read the defense.
Yeah, but regardless of how we feel about Jared Goff and Sean McVay, in his last 3 years, Goff went to the Super Bowl.
Yes,
you know, so 82 touchdowns and 35 picks. Hey, man, 33-14 in a record in that span. So, pretty good numbers for a guy.
He got 35 picks in career. Jameis had 30 picks in a season.
Well, that was going into last year. But
in a season.
But there's still questions to be. If that was the case, I mean, they did trade him for an older quarterback.
I mean, we can't help that. You got to do what's best for your team. You can't help that.
So, I'm saying.
That's the business.
But they just gave him a $100 million contract and it's still
trading. That's the business, bro.
That's not the business. No. That's the business. Is cutting.
The Houston Rockets just signed John Wall, and John Wall got $100 million from Washington. That's the business.
Achilles. He was out for 2 years.
That's the business, bro.
No injuries happened with Jared Goff, is what I'm saying.
That's the business, Jay.
Number six, we have Eric Fisher.
Yep, Super Bowl champion, two-time Pro Bowl in 2018, 2020. The rest of the top 10 picks in 2013 NFL draft didn't set the world on fire, Jeff. Didn't happen at all. But he was a top pick in this draft. Just a staple, left tackle for Patrick Mahomes, who Weezy said he called Patrick Mahomes. It's cap as hell. But
I did call Patrick Mahomes.
You called Patrick Mahomes after his first season.
Yeah.
As a starter.
Okay.
And he had 50 touchdowns.
This is our complaint. When me and you talk quarterbacks on the phone, and we talk quarterbacks, you say, oh, man, he ain't nothing. And then when I call a player, I say, Jay, he's good. He's good. And you say, oh, well, he ain't done shit yet. Wait till.
You think Ryan Tannehill's good, dog?
We're talking about Patrick Mahomes, dog.
I'm saying. Ryan
Tannehill's my quarterback. Ryan Tannehill has played a great year. He had a great year this year.
He had a solid year this year.
It was tough.
Derrick Henry had the year. The reason that the Titans went so far, it could have went further,
bro,
was because
you cannot watch football games looking at the help that other people have. You can't watch the game like that. You got to give the individual player some kind of rewards. You can't do that every time.
I mean, so it would be different if you're watching basketball like that, right? Because, you know, it's pretty.
So
baseball.
You watch Kyler Murray play. Oh, he got so much help. It's really not him. You can't do that.
Well, I've seen Kyler Murray completely panic, too, and just, you know.
He's only second year in the league. This Jameis' fifth year, and you still giving him room to grow.
Well, this is the thing. Jameis went through for 5,000 yards.
But he also did what? See, should I forget that comment? You never hear that. He also did what? And we still don't hear it. I'm going to say he threw 30 interceptions.
But you never say he threw 5,000 yards. Either.
He threw 5,000 yards. But y'all never say what?
Just like you never say
you never say
5,000 yards. I mean, what are we talking about? Eric Fisher, though, is a staple at left tackle.
And sure. Plays the most important position in football.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eric Fisher, for sure.
Eric Fisher, one of the like Jeff said, the big uglies never get the credit. Eric Fisher is a solid player. Absolutely. I think he's top 10. I don't think he's up there with Joe Thomas.
Relax. Yeah, he's just good.
He's just good.
He's very important.
He's just good. He not like he
come from a small college too.
He not the silverback gorilla. He ain't Trent Williams.
You can't just jump into number one. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm just saying, y'all make it, if you want to crown his ass and crown him, but Eric Fisher's not solid. He's solid.
I mean, you seen what the Chiefs did this year when they didn't have him.
I mean, I'm saying they got rid of him. They got rid of him.
You can't pay him.
Yeah, but you know why they got rid of him? Wait, they got rid of him because of what?
He tore his Achilles.
Hey, now keep that in mind, because if anybody else, you would have, hey, he tore his Achilles, and you'd have been all on his side. But big, this kicks, you haven't even mentioned it.
Since you want to talk about it, since we talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
I'm just saying what he would have did.
Where's Emmanuel Sanders now?
I think he just signed. He signed with somebody.
Signed with the Bills, right? Signed with the Bills, right? Signed with the Bills, right?
Yeah.
After he tore his Achilles, signed with San Francisco, right?
Yes.
What happened to him? We got rid of his ass. Where did he go after that? The Saints, right?
Saints.
Got rid of his ass. What Buffalo going to do after 1 year? Going to get rid of his ass. This is what I'm trying to tell you. If you have a debilitating injury, dog, you are never the same. That injury, if you are built off explosion and getting somewhere, where Boogie Cousins? Boogie Cousins, 27-11. This is, we're talking football. What I'm saying is, Boogie Cousins, 27-11. Every night, you can put 27 points, you put 11 rebounds. What did he do? Towards Achilles, right?
Right.
Next year, right? What happened?
They got rid of his ass.
They got rid of his ass in Golden State. Then he goes to the Lakers.
I'm not arguing.
What they do?
I'm not arguing.
You're
with
acting
that.
Like an injury cannot debilitate you, dog. It is huge.
You're right. You're proving your point on that. But what I'm saying is, you didn't take that in consideration for Eric Fisher.
I said they got rid of his ass.
Yeah, because he hurt
like
himself.
Got rid of Boogie. That's right, Emmanuel.
Because
Sanders
he hurt himself
year to year, like everybody else.
Because if he wouldn't have hurt himself, they wouldn't have got rid of him.
There's not been one player. There's been one player. One player that has defied the odds with that injury, and his name is Kevin Durant, and he is no longer.
We don't know that yet.
You know, he's Dirk Nowitzki. He's Dirk.
Yeah, we don't know if he defied the injury. We don't know that yet.
Oh shoot, I do.
Jeff, do we know that?
He looked great. Yeah, he's hurt now.
That's hamstring. He's hurting.
I mean, I know. But he didn't play half the season yet.
Yeah,
we don't know that.
Great when he played. I see what we just saying though. When he played, he looked great. Okay. Looked great.
Just
but,
what I'm saying.
But it's not a large sample size.
Not though. A large sample That's size. All. That's what I'm saying for sure.
All right, let's go back to number five. Mm-hmm. Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all get, that's one of my boys. Y'all want to give that to me too?
No, NFL comeback player of the year in 2011. He's been a Pro Bowler once in his entire career. But you say that Matt Stafford. Is you had him top five quarterbacks, didn't you?
On this list?
No, period.
Hell no, I've never
Matt
said
Stafford
that.
Matt Stafford is so underrated. Oh my God.
He's underrated. Because you shit on him, Jay. You completely shit on the man. No, you shit on him, Jay.
I'm saying we give so much praise, right?
You can't, I mean, I know.
Now again.
I'm not colorblind. You shit on him.
No, what you're doing, listen, we've done a show for 7 years. Weezy has not said one black quarterback has been good.
What are you laughing at?
Kyler Murray is the only quarterback that you said it was good. And that's why? Because you picked
I think him. Russell Wilson's good. I think Lamar Jackson's good.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. You don't believe in no damn Lamar Jackson.
No, I think Lamar Jackson's good.
Man, get the hell out of here, man.
But, I don't know about Lamar Jackson. Man, I'm with you on Russ. I've heard you say something
about Russ. My knock on Lamar Jackson is the same knock you have on Kyler Murray.
Me?
I don't think he can. No, Jay, I don't think he can throw that good.
Lamar Jackson's won an MVP in this league, dog.
Yeah, because he can outrun a cheetah.
No, that ain't got
nothing. Are you serious? Yeah, because he can out.
That ain't got nothing to do with that. He's
an
MVP.
Out an elephant, dude.
Kyler Murray can't outrun a cheetah now. His 40 time was 4.3. He ain't outrunning shit.
You tripping. Like you just said, my dog. You tripping, dog.
You know what I'm saying? But let's talk back to Matt Stafford.
All right.
Good God.
What does he do with the Rams this year?
Oh, man. They put up the playoff team. Well, you watch what he do with the Rams this year. You watch.
I'm going to watch.
Hey, let's y'all want to make this interest?
Against what, though?
I bet Matthew Stafford has a better, throws for more yards than Jameis Winston this year.
Than Jameis Winston this year.
You said Jameis Winston's going to have a hell of a year with Deshaun Payton.
I wrote that.
Okay.
I wrote that.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. I wrote that. Keep these.
Jeff, what you think?
Count of these, cameraman.
If Jameis gets that starting job like he should, I take that bet.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just saying, I think Detroit's inability to draft well has hurt Matthew Stafford, shortened the end of the career of one of the greatest wide receivers we had of our generation in Megatron.
Right.
I just think, man, he'll finish top 10
in
a lot of
draw.
These passing categories. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the good thing about Matt Stafford. Super durable. Super durable.
Yeah.
He didn't miss a single start. From a stretch from 2011 all the way to 2018, something like that.
Plays hurt and everything. Sure. I ain't going to say it because y'all going to think I'm tripping.
Kind of reminds you who?
Of somebody who didn't play. Like players.
Who he remind you of?
Where you going with this?
No,
get it out.
No, he plays hurt and stuff like Steve. Like Steve
McNair.
I knew
he was going to say Steve.
Hey, man, don't you ever.
No.
Don't you ever compare that dude to
no I'm not comparing him. Still like, no, not telling wise.
Do that, bro.
I'm saying play hurt and stuff.
Look up, man.
Oh, that's my guy.
Mac 9 right there.
That's my guy. I'm not.
Put
I'm
him
just,
on your side, man.
I ain't y'all tripping.
Yeah. Who we got it for, Jim?
I'm throwing off after that one, man. Yeah. All right.
Went Mac 9.
I knew he was going to say that, too. Let's keep it with the Titans, man. Yeah. Former Titan, I should say. At number four, we have Jadeveon Clowney.
Yep, 2014, man. Second team All-Pro in 2016. Three-time Pro Bowler. Jadeveon Clowney, mixed bag in his career, man. I tell you what, hasn't stayed healthy.
True.
I think we've seen the best of Jadeveon Clowney, wouldn't you say?
I hope not, but you're probably right.
Yeah, I think it's over with, too.
Yeah.
You think it's just the best years are done?
Yeah. What people don't realize about Jadeveon Clowney, he picked and chose when he wanted to be good. And when you line him up against somebody like Trip Williams, something like that, it's a quiet day for him. You put him on the other side with somebody else that he know he can get, he going to have a field day.
But he's never had a double-digit sack season.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's nuts. The hype that he came in the league with, the plays that he made the year before he got, because his last year in South Carolina, he coasted that year.
I never forget. Shout out to O. O said, he tweeted one day, he said, Jadeveon Clowney made all that money off one hit. Against Michigan.
But man, what a hit.
That was a great hit. It's a legal hit now. You can't even do that no more. That one hit made him what he is.
Did he exceed expectations? Did he meet expectations? Or did he fall below expectations?
See, I think the longer he plays, we're going to say he didn't exceed expectations. If he retired 2 years ago, yeah, we would say, oh, he just got injury, boom, boom, boom.
I think he fell below. Because here's my thing.
Double digits.
I don't think he ever could have reached those expectations you had off of that dominance in that one play. Because no matter what they showed him in his highlight, I remember his draft night. I remember the draft video they showed. It always came back to that play. He looked like a man amongst boys. And he never was going to live up to that in the league because everybody's a grown man in the league.
Well, I mean, let's just keep it real. Let's just be honest. Let's just be honest. He played with J.J. Watt and didn't get double-digit sacks.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on now.
He played with J.J.
A lot of that factor in the health, too.
No. Fuck that, Jeff.
But
he played with J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was getting a double team, and you still didn't get the double-digit sacks?
I'm agreeing. I'm saying he didn't live up to it.
Okay.
I'm like, I thought you blamed on
injuries. So I was like, we're not going to
injuries too, though.
No, I just think he never lived up to it. I don't think he ever could have lived up to it. That's all.
Hey,
if we're being real, he's probably too high on this list.
I think Coach Logan vouched for this one.
Okay. We'll come back.
I'm going to throw that on Coach.
All right. At number three, we have Andrew Luck.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Who boy was this?
The Sure boy. I don't.
You hated Andrew Luck. I give you that. You hated Andrew Luck. I give you that.
For sure. Four-time Pro Bowler, NFL Comeback Player of the Year in 2018, passing touchdown leader in 2014. You know what we did not mention? No All-Pros. Not one All-Pro for Andrew Luck. Listen, Andrew Luck, they talk about the greatest talents coming into the NFL. You mentioned Trevor Lawrence now. You have Peyton Manning. And they bring up Andrew Luck, and here is no All Pros. What does that mean?
I'm gonna pull one of your cards on this one. Injuries hurt him,
and you gotta shoot him some bail,
please. What, he had T.Y.?
Well, shoot him some bail because
no, he had the weapons.
Now, hear me out. He played in an era of Tom, Drew, and Aaron. How was he gonna replace them during that run, the younger run of those players?
There's a third team All Pro.
Tom, Drew,
injuries,
and Aaron.
Injuries happened to all three of those guys.
But let's just shoot him a little bit. Then you got Russ. You got Russell Wilson.
He should have got some All Pros from the AFC.
He should have got him. He should have got some.
That was Tom.
But it's not AFC. No, I'm saying they don't do that. Pro Bowls.
That's why I said those three quarterbacks.
What I'm saying is you can't sneak in one third team All Pro. And what, he played 8 years?
So, I mean, if we sat down and broke it down, we could say who snuck him in. Cam got a few.
Cam snuck in and got some.
Talking about snuck.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? This man got MVP. Ain't nobody on this damn list got MVP, but dude.
Yeah. Nah, he had one person
on this list has MVP.
He had a season of a lifetime. We'll get there.
Kyler Murray, he would pray for a season like that. He'll never have a season like that. He'll never win MVP.
He was close this year. Don't
he
do
Kyler. He would never win MVP.
He was close this year.
He'll never win MVP.
Jeff, he going to eat them words. I promise you.
He'll never win MVP.
I promise you, Jeff.
Ever.
I promise
That's
you.
That's
a heck of a bet to make, though.
Ever.
He going to eat the Jeff.
Ever.
You never
he can't
say
tell with a line.
See, yeah. That's why I say you need to watch Drew Brees.
He can't see it on the line.
He don't need to watch no Drew Brees. He's doing it.
He's not throwing the ball like Drew Brees. Because if that was the case, they would have went further into this damn playoffs, and they ain't even make the damn playoffs with all that team. Yeah. With all that.
See, that's what I don't like. With all that. That's what I don't like.
You made the playoffs.
It's the toughest division in football.
How do you not make the playoffs, though?
That's the toughest division in football.
And it just got
that's
tougher.
Seattle. We that's
bad.
Y'all.
We was bad.
Y'all were, very well coached.
We bad.
And y'all exceeded expectations.
They beat y'all.
We were bad. Talk to me about them 15 other games.
He was one game out of the playoffs.
Did you make the playoffs? No. They made the playoffs, dude.
Oh, well, he played the rough division.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that division put two teams in the playoffs. You know that, right?
Every year we're going to put in two
teams. That's what I'm saying.
So what
it's
I'm saying
be
is.
It's going to be difficult to break that.
And let them make the playoffs this year. Book it.
I ain't been. You got all the wide receivers.
See, you can't watch a game. You can't watch a game with him. Watching the game with him, ever. We can't watch. Don't call me. Like, hey, do you watch this game? We damn sure can't go nowhere to watch the game together.
I've already said that.
Ever.
You were a part of that. Yeah. That ain't no way in the world. Yeah. I never do it again.
Yeah, you almost got your ass whooped that night.
That'll never happen. That'll be the. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. That'll never happen.
Number two.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Go ahead and get off.
No, not on camera. I ain't that type of person.
Number
two. That ain't what I am.
Number two, Myles Garrett.
Real quick, let's finish with Andrew Luck, though.
Okay.
If I'm picking a quarterback to win a game, though, I ain't picking Andrew Luck. I'm picking. Never mind. You're right, Jim. Oh, let's go, Myles Garrett.
This is going to be good. Number two,
Myles Garrett.
Freak of nature.
Yeah, 2017 number one overall pick, first team All Pro in 2020, second team All Pro in 2018, two Pro Bowlers, and he almost killed somebody.
On the football field.
On the football field.
Somebody takes it the wrong way.
Yeah, and he got paid the next year for it.
He got paid, and he did. Yeah.
And he deserved that payday, minus almost killing somebody.
They came out and said that Hugh Jackson?
The coach?
Hugh Jackson. Yeah. Said that everybody on the team wanted to draft Mitchell Trubisky that year. And he had to fight tooth and nail to get Myles Garrett. Yeah. And it ended up being the right pick. Slam dunk pick. Number one pick for sure. You got Mahomes in that pick. In that draft. You got Deshaun Watson. I think Myles Garrett, man, is generational talent.
You only go wrong if you pick Mitchell Trubisky right there.
That's true.
That's it.
That's true. Yeah, I don't think there's a player on the line better than Myles Garrett other than your boy from
it's the dude named Aaron Donald.
Yeah, him. That's it.
Him and Vaughn.
Vaughn fell off.
Vaughn got some personal stuff going on.
Yeah, we got to bounce back this year.
Vaughn got a lot going on.
Shout out to Myles Garrett. Definitely number two.
Definitely number two. There is number one, though.
Number one.
Yeah.
Cam Newton.
Cameron Jarrell Newton, man. 2011, number one overall pick. MVP in 2015. Offensive player of the year in 2015. Rookie of the year 2011. All pro. First team All Pro 2015. Three-time Pro Bowler. The disrespect that is shown towards Cam Newton, Steve McNair. Who else is a really good quarterback? Donovan McNabb.
Ooh.
Disrespect.
Ooh.
It's disrespect. Okay. Don McNabb was cold.
No question.
Don McNabb was cold.
No question.
And I think it has a lot to do with color. You know, we have a colorist on the team that feels as if, you know, he would base his quarterbacks in a different way. And a lot of people understand that. You know, and that's the reason we're in the situation that we're in now is because.
What'd you just say?
Yeah, I called you a colorist. You don't believe in the black quarterback is what I said.
Take it back. I ain't lying. Take it back right now. I'm gonna knock all the shit over. Take it back.
Don't knock.
No, I'm gonna knock it over. Take it back.
Don't knock it over.
Take it back.
I ain't taking shit back.
Take it back.
Don't touch me.
Take it back. I'm gonna knock your mic over. Take it back.
Don't knock this mic over.
Yeah. No, take it back, Jeff.
No, I'm not.
Because I'm not a colorist. Take it back. You're wrong for saying that.
Steve McNair is the only quarterback you believed in that was a black quarterback.
That's not true. I like Kyler Murray. I like Russell Wilson. That's not true.
Bro, you do not believe in the black quarterback. It's okay.
Jay, you know just a lot of hate the white quarterback.
No. One of my favorite quarterbacks. Steve Young is my favorite quarterback of all time. He's Caucasian. A Mormon.
Yeah. Now I'm saying with you. Now, if the white quarterback, since we're going there,
Josh Rosen was one of my picks.
Yeah.
Very white.
My point exactly. My point exactly. If they come out and rank number one, Elite 11, and they white, that's this guy.
Trevor Lawrence didn't win Elite 11. You know who won Elite 11 that year?
Justin Fields.
You're damn right.
Yeah. Well, he's not better than Trevor Lawrence.
I'm just saying. You also have to look at two.
He beat Trevor Lawrence.
He's thrown for more touchdowns than Trevor Lawrence. He's thrown for less interceptions. That's what you worried about. Huh? Huh? That's what you worry about.
I just want to throw less than 30. Don't throw 30 out there.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I swear to God, I think you put me out there. I don't think I'll throw 30.
You're damn lie. You can't throw it into the damn one, yeah, right, guys. You cannot throw it into the guys. One.
Yeah, Cam Newton, number one.
Cam Newton, number one. Yeah. Deserve it. Of one year. Had a great 2015. Super Bowl and got his ass whooped. Really, I'm hot because he cost me money. He got his ass whooped, but I had to sit there with Jay the whole time.
Give me his wide receiver.
I sit there watch Super Bowl and listen to this the whole time.
Give me his number one wide receiver.
And Peyton Manning went out there and whooped his ass. And Peyton Manning had nothing to do with that Super Bowl.
He didn't have six passes.
But Cam Newton, he shit the bed that day.
Give me his number one wide receiver that year.
Kelvin Benjamin.
Oh God. NFL Kelvin Benjamin is not somebody you want to
buy. Kelvin Benjamin.
NFL Kevin Samuel. Benjamin.
Who's the best person on this list, Weezy? It doesn't matter who you think is number one on this list.
It's time to go. Let's go. That's it, for sure.
Hey, can we go through 10 through 1? You got it, Weezy. Kick it off.
I don't have 10 through 1.
Okay, 10 through 1. We got at number 10.
Now you see.
We had two, but sure, I didn't write this shit down.
Go ahead. That's all I asked.
At number 10, we have Baker Mayfield, the 2018 number one draft pick. At number 9, we have the 2019 number one pick, Kyler Murray. Number 8, we have the 2015 draft pick, Jameis Winston. Number 7, we had Jared Goff.
Quit looking at me, dog. Quit looking at me.
Number 6, we have Eric Fisher.
Who was the
2013 number one draft pick. At number 5, we have Matthew Stafford, who was 2009 number one draft pick. Number 4, we have Jadeveon Clowney, the 2014 number one draft pick. Number 3, we have Andrew Luck. Pardon my co-host, everybody.
What's that do for the jazz? I touched all that shit over there.
At number 3, we have Andrew Luck, the 2012 number one draft pick. Number 2, we have Miles Garrett, the 2017 number one draft pick. And number 1, we have Cam. Old Cam. The number one player of the last 10 years, number one draft pick. Yeah. Yes, we did name 11 people to start the show. Yeah, sure. There's one person not mentioned. That was Sam Bradford. Yep. Who in the hell y'all putting Sam Bradford over on this list?
Nobody. He made $130 million.
That's why Sam Bradford.
Shout out to Sam Bradford. Keep getting them checks. Keep getting them damn checks. That's another episode in the books, man. We appreciate everybody pulling up, man. It was a great time. A little spicy, but we made it for sure.
A little spicy for
sure. Yeah, now for sure. And it can be some more. I'm telling you, you can be a scarecrow. You can be a scarecrow.
Nah, I ain't gonna be no scarecrow.
You can be a scarecrow. No, I promise you, I can put you
in. And
up
the person in this world made me a scarecrow.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Hey. If you know somebody made a scarecrow, go get him.
He right here.
No, he ain't. He I promise you, he ain't in this room. I promise you, ain't. No, he ain't.
No, he ain't.
Right. This ain't gonna make the show, thank God.
Yeah, it is.
No, it ain't.
I know it's gonna make the YouTube. Now, two is with the questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment and give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. But more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend. Weezy.
Everything paid for, baby.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
Even 30 interceptions.
Or a colorist. The revolution will be podcasted. Colorist, dude. We are out.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.